Block Party, welcome along to Leeds. Welcome back to Yorkshire.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're on tour with the new album at the moment. What's the tour been like, and what's the new album been going down like?
Yeah, tour's been good so far. I think we played in Manchester a couple of nights ago, and that was my favourite show so far. So yeah, I guess it's on the way up.
Yeah,
and hopefully it will continue on that trajectory.
Is it always, I mean, because you've been working on the album for a while, and now to actually, like, get it out there and people listening to it, is it relief? Is it, you know, excitement? What sort of feelings do you have when a new album comes out?
Yeah, for me it's relief. You know, we finished the album in August, and, you know, you're kind of sitting on it for a while. So, yeah, it's, you know, it's nice that it's out there and people hopefully know the songs and... You know, we can play them live and people can enjoy them more. I think from a audience perspective, it's always difficult going to see a band and hearing songs for the first time. So, yeah, you know, now people can enjoy them in their own time and then see them come to life in front of their very eyes.
And it's one of those bands that the music has is that was perfect, wasn't it?
That's been the general reaction. Sadly, you can't see it on the radio. Suffice to say, Justin's eyes and mouth popped open.
Justin's eyes and mouth popped open just then. And once again, there you go. That really doesn't work on radio, but it was great for us here. The band itself, I mean, obviously, like the personnel of the band has changed recently, but the style of the music that really has sort of like changed over the years. And this album seems to be sort of like almost not getting back to basics. That's the wrong word for it, but it does seem to have sort of like, you know, a feel of like some of the earlier stuff again.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because quite a lot of people have been saying like the complete opposite in interviews. That, you know, they've been saying, oh, this is such a big departure from where you started from, and I don't see it like that. I feel the same as you. Like, you know, there is a kind of you know, like a stripped back element to it, which to me, you know, does resonate with where we started from. I think a lot of the process of making the record, because a lot of the writing was just kind of me and Kelly sitting in a room, and that was something we haven't really done since we started out. So certainly in that sense, the you know, the creative process had a lot more similarities with where we started from.
Yeah. And I suppose, you know, some new people into the band. What's it been like coming into the band?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been very... You know, it's a shift for me and my life. So it's been, you know, not only navigating through the music side of things, but, you know, also through the personal side of things, and being, you know, being around an entirely different, you know, crew of people and entirely different bands. So it's, it's been a lot of change, but it's been all good. It's been fun.
Is it difficult from the other side to, like, you know, you spend so much time with other people in the band, then things change, and then you've got new faces in there? Is it difficult? Is it like when a football team bring in a brand new transfer in the January transfer window?
Well, when you're touring, there's, you know, there's the band, but there's a lot of other people involved, the kind of the crew that travel along with you as well. And I think, you know, over the years, the personnel do rotate, so having different people that you spend a lot of time with isn't such an alien concept. You know, and for me personally, I've worked with other bands as well during the time that I've been in Block Party. So, you know, it doesn't feel strange. And, you know, they're nice guys as well. If we had this jerk coming in, then it might be a difficult process. But fortunately, he's not the jerk he once was.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what you were, a jerk?
I guess so, yeah.
Because I think I heard an interview with Kelly not that long ago where he said in sort of like 2013 then you might have broken up completely. Well, was that a real possibility?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think probably everyone in the band felt like that at a different point, so over the years, because... you know, there was issues which I think arise from touring, you know, the kind of strain and stress that can bring on your lifestyle and your relationships. So, there's been points over the years where it did feel like that was a possibility, but I think come 2013, Kelly and I had spoken and we were, you know, adamant that we did want to continue. So it was just a case at that point of how we were how we were going to continue, not if we were going to continue.
Yeah, okay. You're nearly through this part of the tour now. I think we've got 3 or 4 more dates left.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah,
4 including tonight.
4 including tonight. What's next? Have you got 2016? Yeah, it is 2016. Have you got 2016 sort of planned out now? What are you up to this year?
Yeah, still. I mean, we're going to Europe after this for a week, and then going to America for a week, and then I think we've got a more extensive American tour in the summer, which probably will lead into festivals after that. But yeah, it's still kind of a lot of it's in the planning process at the moment. But yeah, that's the plans, the touring plans for the next few months at least.
And the one thing about the show that's on, that you're touring right at the moment, is you've got, there's loads of support there. You've got an MC, you've got Rat Boy, you've got Drenge, excellent Drenge. And then you guys, it's like a full proper show, and there's hardly any change around, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean it is. It's a full show for sure, Russell's been mentioning how eclectic and diverse the bill is, which is pretty cool. I mean it's like a very tiny festival that travels around and I don't know. It's a good ticket.
Small day out, we could call it.
Small day out. Yeah, we could.
Sort of day out. I've got to say, there's one track that I probably have to thank you for, because I spent a number of years working as a sports journalist, and the amount of sports packages that I put together using I Still Remember, historical sports packages. Oh, really? Oh my word, it's like the perfect thing. I probably owe you quite a bit of money, I would imagine.
We haven't played that song much. I can't remember the last time we played it. We haven't played it for years and years and years.
Just listen out on 5 Live, on any local commercial radio station that's doing a sports programme. It will be on there at some point.
Okay.
Really?
That's nice to know. Yeah.
Listen, guys, good luck with tonight. Good luck with the rest of the tour in 2016, and great on the new album as well. Thanks very much for joining us.
Cool, thanks for having us.
Thank you.